Hey, audio's working. Hey, it's working, man. Yeah. Mic check. 1, 2, 1. Yeah, we're okay. Just checking. Background music. That's fine. So, we're listening to Cyberpunk 2077. Soundtrack. Why is my microphone so low? Hold on a second. And then I gotta do this. Check, check. Check, check, check. Man, so low. Why is it so low? Han so low. Check. Check. Ooh. What's off? Okay, we're good. I'm good. You're good. Hopefully. Welcome to Studio 2 Brox Live. We're listening to Sparky. No, we're listening to Cyberpunk 2077. Imagine. You ever play that game? So imagine that's what they want, and that's what they're going to pull inside the line. I'd be like, no. Plug me in. I want to be plugged in. Like, now. No. No way. Screw that. Damn it. Okay. Wednesday hump day. Yeah. It's one of those days. Just yeah. Days. So this morning I had to fix the light, which it would be on the video version of this. You'll see it with the Lightroom and stuff that I took pictures of. Oh, when I hook up my camera thing. Circuit fried. So I put a new circuit this morning. Pull it all together and it's fine now. And I put everything back. Take extra lighting wires wrapped around the structure that I built. So now it just looks like a light. I don't know what to say. But it's nice. It's self-contained. I can take the glass. I can take the lighting part off. There's a switch on top. Go on and off. And it's charging right now. That's one extra battery. So it's going to charge extra. It won't last too long. It will last for good, 5 minutes. Which is fine. If you want to take the light from one charging station to the next, you can. That's exactly what it's for. I don't want people charging this and put it somewhere else, because I'm gonna make another one like that with the AAA rechargeable batteries that you can plug in and plug out. That's gonna take a little bit, because I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this correctly, so I don't discharge all the batteries at the same time, or in the wrong direction or something, and have to build a structure which is made of copper, and I have to fool around with it. What should I do? Should I do it this way? So it's going to take a little bit for me to figure it out. Might do a two-ring thing, where the center ring, you screw it to the base of the top. Then the outer ring, screw it base and top. Then you solder the verticals together. which will actually will look really nice if I did it that way. Then somehow figured out the mechanism of the batteries. I might solder the batteries, but I might not. Depends, because I like the idea that it's like, well, the battery rechargeable died. Or like, no, I don't need a new rechargeable. I have some old ones I can still use. That's what it's for. That's what this project I did, this light project, came about. Because those strands of mini LEDs, they were on my deck outside. And they were weathered. So I had to put new ones in. They were breaking apart. I'm like, okay. Took it down, put a new one in with the solar panel connected. I'm like, okay, it's nice. Now what I'm going to do with this, the rest of it. It had these candle things that I bought. Love the jar, so I'm like, I'm going to keep the jars. I'm going to think of something to do. Then the Qi charger thing, I saw it on the Amazon. I'm like, oh, it's not bad. $7 each. Saying, like, it's not bad. Get some pull little things together. You know, you can make something. If you want to sell it, you can sell it, you know, for somewhere. Etsy, somewhere. I don't know. And charge them a little bit more. You know, people appreciate this. You can charge like $50. Someone say, it's too expensive. They'd be like, well, it's inflation, damn it. You're gonna pay. You want this? You pay. Now, what if he breaks? Send it back to me. I'll fix it. Then now, if that works, this works out. I'm not gonna do it like a massive amount, but I'll take my time with it. It'll be limited, I guess. Limited by, so somebody would be like, ooh, I want one. But when you get, this is what happens when you get like big companies. You make something, like you took time, you took the love of it. It's like you put your heart in it for each one. Then you get a contract from someone. It's like, we love you to make one of these or make these for us. Now, this is before you sign it away. They're like, okay, how many can you make? Like, we need 1,000 units by the end of the month. I'm like, no. I would have been no, but some people are like, yeah. Oh my God, money. I can pay all my debts. Oh, I can pay off this. Oh, I can go buy that car I want. Oh, I can go buy the coffee machine I always wanted. Also, I don't have to go to the local cafe. I can just make my own cafe. Maybe I can become a barista. Ooh. Right? That stuff gets in your head. It goes, I say, yeah, I'll sign the contract without reading it. Sometimes these companies, like, we take everything, including the name, including the patent, everything. Since you didn't patent it, we're going to take a close picture of everything and just patent the process. Then you make, whatever your deadline is, then it's all right. Then you say, go my way. We go separate way, you got paid. And they say, oh, by the way, you signed them. You're right away. They don't tell you that until you make something and you pull it somewhere else. Oh, guess what? Lawyer comes. Say, you cannot make those. Say, why? We patented it. It's nuts. Yeah. The business is crazy. Unbelievable. What people would do. So this thing, I took a picture, I took some videos how I did it. So then I'll write down the whatever process and stuff. I'm like, all right, get it for me, but it's limited. You want to make your own? Go ahead. But I patented it. What are you going to do? So I can sue you. If you can't, well, if you didn't come to me, just say, go, oh, I can do this. Saw the video, saw something, like, oh, I can do that. But if you came to me first, then you did it yourself. I'm like, okay, that's a copyright issue. Yeah. No, of course. It's going to stop somebody. No, look what happened to Asia. Look, the stuff we sent it to China. It's been copied. Copy, copy, copy. Copy this, copy that, copy this. A good example was like a couple years ago with the guy invented that one wheel skateboard thing, electric skateboard, say with a wheel in the center, uni wheel, something, I forgot the name or whatever. Sent it to China to make, build it. Then he, you know, start selling stuff in the US and stuff. Then on the consumer electronics convention, CES, a group of kids from China, I don't know exactly where they're from, they had a booth and they put their version of it, trying to sell. And the original owner was there too, promoting. So he called U.S. Marshals. And the U.S. Marshal came in and it's like, bro, you can't sell this in U.S. It's like, this is copyright infringement. So I got to confiscate everything. Like, that happened. That's the one I saw on video. But you can imagine how many other stuff they did. You know, and it's by no means being racist or not, but us Asians, we learn how to do stuff and we do it better, right? We copy stuff, sort of, but you sort of learn the process, then you say, I'll make my own. Like Japan, who's like, we copy from, yeah, but we're gonna make our own. It took a little bit. It took some time. You know, Taiwan, same thing. With the computer chips. It took a little bit. But now they got the best chip making companies in Taiwan. There are quite a few in the US. There's one, just a few in Germany. They all make great chips. But who copy who, right? Where and when, and what's the contract based on? No, if you try to do that in the current communist China control. China. It's like China. Like, that's a dirt. I did a Austin Powers thing. Yeah, so the current, you can't, because they just rip people off. Right? I mean, there's like no innovations there, but they rip people off. They do a lot. They don't care about copyright. I mean, look, if you're ever been to Manhattan, just look at Chinatown, or what kind of bags they're selling, what kind of watch they're selling, so what knockoffs, like how do you stop copywriting, how do you stop mimicking, right? Can you stop it completely? I mean, can try to end it, disrupt it, but somebody else somewhere, like, I'm gonna make, take that and I'm gonna make it learn how to make it and I'll make it here. Why? Because you guys can't come here. You, the original makers, you guys cannot come here because sanctions. So we're gonna try to make it here. Right. So there's so many angles to this issue. Just wow, bizarre. Yeah, try not to copy stuff, but sometimes you can't. I mean, here's a good example of not copycats. Just go to YouTube. Go to TikTok. How many people do? I mean, even my podcast, I don't know how original my podcast is. Is there somebody else doing the same thing that I don't know of? Changing the windows a little bit, but who copy who? Right? How about cars? Who copy whose cars? I mean, look at this. Oh, this. I'm on YouTube on the web browser. You'll see on the PDF format. Look, same thing. The shorts. How many people doing the same shorts? Repeat it. Repeat it. With the gaming stuff. Gamer Nexus. Gamer actually is pretty original because he goes in deep. So, and this is one of my favorite channel, my analog channel. He's original. What about this guy? Mark E. Plier, whatever his name. Say, try not to laugh. I've seen people watch the video and they're laughing. Like, what's so funny about that one? But how many people are doing this? How many? How many are like, holy cow? No, there's Hoonigan. But then there's other people doing the same thing. Like, you were seeing the video when I started. I was listening. I was watching Misha Misha Chorodin's YouTube channel. He's driving a whole bunch, I think a Golf GTI. I was watching him. Like, how many people are doing that? Right? How do you? Certain things, yes, I can see you can do copyright directly. One-to-one, it's like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing this. But then, what do you do with this video stuff? You can't really stop people because it's a free form. So what do you do? You know? Because some they have sponsors and stuff. If some little guy stole the idea on their channel and they got popular, and the other guy who got sponsors didn't get anything, and the sponsor is like, we ain't getting your money. When does this lawsuit start? Between the two channels, the new kids, the old kid. Like, when it's gonna happen, right? It's not. Well, this is YouTube stuff, so I'm not gonna go further, because I'm gonna take a sip of this coffee. It's cold. It's Tim Hortons. Hortons. Tim Hortons. It's a little cold. It's nice. It's got almost clearly. Hey, cryptos are like, it's somewhat disturbed. I don't know what it is. It's in the hot spot right now. It went down a little bit. What else is there? Zero Hedge. It's with Escobar. World War III. Yeah, there goes stage set for World War III. But hybrid World War III. I think it's World War V. We're at. What's going on with these trains? Train crash, train derailing. Processing plant explodes. What are they doing, big guys? We need you to wear the Buckley Buckeye. Maybe. I mean, they got a good reference from the Matrix. Even though Matrix might have been something else, but the movie gave a lot of people different ideas. Like when we were listening to Cyberpunk 2077, I think if Matrix didn't happen, I think this will happen. This game. It's all inspired. Living at the mall, the new mall contains at least 600,000 square feet retail space. So you can live at the mall up to 3,000 residential units, 425 hotel rooms. That's what they're gonna do. I mean, this is nothing. This looks like a new mall. Orange County. Okay, they plan to do it. Who's gonna live there? Live there. How many people go there? They gotta find a way to attract people, right? I mean, it didn't work in other countries. You ever seen those? Well, I guess going back to YouTube, you can see it. All those empty cities. People build big cities hoping everybody would show up. The one in I forgot where in China that looks like Paris, replica of everything in Paris, including the Eiffel Tower. Nobody showed up. It's like no stores. Nobody. It's like, why do I want to go here when we can go somewhere else? So what are they doing? No. I mean, they could do is put everybody to sleep in Paris and ship them to that area, and they wake up like, can't tell the difference. Then you go downstairs and like, what's that smell? It's like, I smell something stinky. What is it? They will find some guy making stinking tofu. So we don't have that in France. I don't know what they're doing. It would be interesting to see what happens. U.S. sent spy plane over Taiwan Strait. Great. You guys are going to start a war for my homeland. Why? Go somewhere else. Come on. But you can't, of course. There's so many interests. Not just microchips, but there's so many interests in there. I hope they protect the mini bomb. Bao. We call it Bao. Mini soup buns. Little ones. Mini ones. gender athlete wins for female running competition in a row. The guy or girl. Biologically different. I can't win in the men's, so I go to girls. I can win all of it. It's so odd what they came out with. Should I go to regular news? I don't want to know what's in regular news today. See what the tech says. The Grill Nation bun. Oh, here's Microsoft phone link app. Do you use that? I don't use it. I don't use mine. I don't know if I delete it or not. I'm not gonna look. Google Chrome. Whatever Pokemon Sleep is just the start for Gamify Life. Wow. iPhone to buy in 2023. So now I know a lot of people buy iPhone because they want it, and a lot of other people told me you can use it as a video camera. So you can just plug straight in, but you need a Mac now. You can just plug it in, it will work. So I'm thinking about, should I buy a used one just for filming only? No other programs, maybe like Photoshop or something, or some photo type of app. And just like, I'm gonna shoot videos with it only. Or should I get a Sony one? Use Sony shooting videos with. Like, don't know, man. I don't know. I have to think. I'm saying, Xiaomi has augmented reality AR glass. It's too big for real life. How big is it? You look like a geek. You look weird. It's weird. You look like you're stoned. When you wear it, like, you got that eye, because the way the front, it's got that black piece there. So you look like dude. I'm smoked out, man. That's what it looks like. It's got this weird thing in the middle. What did it do? I don't know. What are they doing? I mean, right, it's a good start. I can see a pilot or something over that. It's not worth it yet. We're not there yet. We're close. It's going to get really close. Meta. Look at Meta. It's like Meta's AR VR hardware roadmap. They're really pushing it, aren't they? Twitter's decentralized alternative Blue Sky. Now, what? Remember? After the election, the last one, where the conservatives left Twitter, a lot of them, they say, were with the patriots, whatever, they all moved to like somewhere else to, Telegram or whatever. It's funny. Now, opposite is turning, because now Patriots are coming back, GOP is coming back. Now with the left are saying, we're gonna leave Twitter. Like, you know, Elon Musk bought it. It's like, we're gonna leave Twitter. We're going to, what's that place? Mastodon. Then we're gonna live somewhere else. We're gonna, so blue sky, I guess that's what it is. We're gonna go freak. We're gonna get our freak on. We're gonna get our freak on a blue sky. Why? Because we can. So it's funny, like, it's switching, the way you switch it. Like, I'm not gonna leave Twitter. I left Facebook for a good reason, because I didn't want to be there. I think it was detrimental to everybody's mental health. I mean, this includes Twitter and everything else, but Facebook was doing some weird stuff, so I didn't want to know. Didn't want to get involved. So I left, but I still have my Twitter account, still have my YouTube account. So what? Still have Instagram, which is Facebook or Meta. I'm there once in a while, talk to friends, say, hey, how's it going? That's it. Just say hi. Elon balls. Bought Twitter balls. Here's everything that happened. What do you need to know? Here's everything that happened. What happened? Who cares? People gonna buy stuff. Hey, Mr. Gates bought farmland. Wasn't anybody talking about that? What's he doing for? Is he gonna make impossible cows? Or impossible goats? Impossible chicken that will lay impossible eggs? And have everybody working there, including all the farmers. Like, that's impossible! Cannot be true! Like Luke finding out his father saying, you know, that's not true, that's impossible. Impossible egg, you love it. Yeah, no, he fried itself. You can just click, put on any plate, and we just instantaneously turn into a scrambled egg. We're like, whoa, magic. This is magic. We want that. Yeah. Just like the instant coffee. Well, I had a different cup this morning. I had a Mr. Brown's instant, 3-in-1 instant caramel macchiato. But I had a 2-pack. So that means it's 6-in-2 macchiato. Did it do anything? No. It tastes okay. It smells nice. I had someone else watching some news or I forget what. Then I passed out. It's like, this coffee? No. It's keeping up. Which is great. Oh, that's nice. Amazon is letting people use their stock to finance homes and purchase even second homes. Wow, that's nice. Should it be like that? Yeah, maybe. That should be an option, I think. I'm at TechCrunch. Just looking. Chainlink's new platform. Yeah. AWS. The Zayn AWS stuff. Gamers are fixing a video game taken over by hackers. Let me see. Activision's Black Ops 3. Well, you know what? GTA 5. That's being hacked. so much. Like, I don't want to be there. And they try and trying to get people come back to place. Well, get rid of the hackers. Get them out. Kick them out. So, don't know what to do. I'm tired of playing that thing. Anyway, it's a good place if you want to collect impossible cars. Because it's impossible cars because you can't drive it in real life. You can't get a 3D printer and print it out. If you do, you get a lawsuit, copyright lawsuit. So you can't do it. So why have it? Why play it? There are other things you do. Well, you know what? If you're tired of playing video game, playing something, well, figure out what Chain Link is. Figure out how AWS works. Figure out how to program stuff. Figure out, hey, we're like the vehicle in this game. Can I make it? So figure out in 3D. Because one day, you can probably print all that stuff for real in 3D. You know, in 3D, then you're like, everything else is like, you can build something incredible. Like a supercar or something. One day there will be someone who's like, I need a side panel for this type of car. It's like, do you know how to make one? I need someone to know how to make one. Yeah, you got a job. Right? So there's a good thing and bad thing about video games and web, all that stuff. It's how you use it. I think just your intentions. What are your intentions with the internet, the tech? Are you going to produce really good stuff, or are you going to learn something, or are you just going to be, you know, just play all day, eat, then go to sleep? Then you're the one's going to be eating the impossible chicken, impossible eggs, impossible cow milk, all of those stuff. You're like, wow, this is great. It's impossible. You know what happens? You're plugged in. So learn something. Learn something from this. What you can. And see the difference. Have a different perspective. Like, oh, this is an illusion, though. Eventually, it's going to be an illusion. It's like, ooh. Yeah. Okay, TechCrunch. Whatever. TechCrunch. So something. What's this? Culinary Marketplace Chef with Bob and National. Nationwide expansion with a new funding growth. Okay. Hopefully that's good. But this is one way you can control. Even the chef had good intentions, or the person who started this with the good intentions. But it's leading the way where one day you cannot order whatever you want. It's like, you gonna eat this salad. You're going to eat this. Here's the ingredients. You know, you can make it at home. You'll love it. You're stuck. Then you're stuck with Mr. Brown's 3-in-1 caramel macchiato. And that does nothing. You're going to be stuck with that. Do you want to be stuck in that? I don't know. So, I don't know. Do know. Learn how to be creative. Learn about real things. If you do order stuff like that, like the one of those food things, fresh something. I forgot the name. You learn, even like Tarjay Dabla packs and stuff. Here's the difference. Learn how to make them. right? Then you go out and inspect, spec your own ingredients. Learn how to do that. It's like, what's good? Like smell the herbs. And smell the, look at the, you know, the fruits and stuff. Make sure, like, you can see it, you touch it, you can feel it. You know what's good, what's not. That's a skill set. If you want to make your own stuff, you want to be a chef, it's even better. It's a learning experience. Now I'm the new post. The first thing I see, I didn't see the football guy, Draft Shock. I don't know who they are, but whatever. But I'm looking at the China slams COVID lab leaks theory, accused of a politicizing issue. No. I saw a video of somebody explaining with John Stewart, what John Stewart said. It's like, the virus was called Wuhan, right? Before COVID, it's called Wuhan coronavirus. Where do you think it came from? What did they say, Wuhan? Don't listen to China currently. Even if the person is saying the wrong stuff, whatever, saying they're controlled. Like, really well controlled. If you've ever read the Communist Youth of China, the rise of the Communist Youth in China, if you ever get those history things, if it still exists, you'll find out brainwashed since then. And this is like 50s, 60s. So you gotta imagine, like, now we're in the 2020 something, 70 years. What do you think? They grew up in this system. That's what they know, the system. And now the system have them pay everything with a digital device. So you don't have your digital device, you cannot pay for anything. And second, now is that they control everything you do. So if you don't slam the theory and accuse FBI of politicizing the issue, you don't get to eat. You don't get to have your nice cars. You don't get a nice apartment. We're going to send you to some labor camp somewhere. So, or are we going to send one of your relatives there? Your children there? They don't care. They don't care. So you got to listen. Then that's when it's like, I gotta convince myself to do this. I don't want to do this, but I have to convince myself. So psychologically changes. Then becomes like, oh yeah, that's real. Brain, original brain melts away. Then you got this new set of brains, like, controlled. It's the worst system in the world because, you know, somebody always on top of you. It's like, you do something wrong, they gotta slap you. You go to jail. I'm gonna take over. It's the worst system. And I still can't believe we have it. Should have been over by now. And people say, oh, that's not what we're seeing here in the U.S. is not. No, exactly what it was. It's just like, oh, well. Oh. You know, George. It's like, my name is Barry. It's not George. You're going to call me Barry. It's like, and they force that on you. Yeah, It's nutty. It's like that number is 2. But I see a 3. You say, no, it's 2. You got it. That's them. Yeah. The tomatoes are blue. Right? And I say, if in the US, be like, anywhere else in the world, but the communist world, like, we have to say blue. Some brainwashing, it's training. They got trained, all of them. Brainwashed. And they did it over here, they brainwashed kids, young people, old people. I'm sure, maybe not a lot, but a lot of old people, but young people. Training. The best takeover is the one you don't fight. Any means possible to get what you want without exerting energy. Just where was the cheat? The cheapest way, cheating way to get what you want without doing any work. That's all. That's the training. It's like, that's the top, right? Then there's like, everybody else is your slave. Crazy. Well, anyway, I don't know. Got 3 minutes left. I'm not gonna go. Even though I'm scrolling down. MIP, Meg, my ex employer from the old days. When their main office still by South Street Seaport, right under the Manhattan Bridge. Even there. Then, back then, yeah. Just looking on the stuff. Human skin jacket. Oh, why? Ew. Okay, so this is it. Hump day. Pum 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 pum. Yeah, so that's it. I can't think of anything else. Yeah. Have a great day. Have an excellent Wednesday. Hump day. And welcome to March 2023. Hopefully you guys have a good weather. Let me check the weather. Well, it's like, it's nice and warm over here, but everywhere else, up north, it's like, well, it's not bad. It's 30 degrees. Yeah, it's pretty much wind up a little bit. So anyway, have a great day. Have an open mind, but I don't know. What can you say about that? Like type of mindset, like not necessary just discernment. Everybody said discernment, but have that mindset that you have to see the whole picture. Like, you wanna. There's truth that everybody guides you towards, and what the media guide you towards. But question everything. Question the stuff you see. Question anything. But don't go over. best. Just think about it first a little bit, then say, okay. And you don't need to be doing the rat race either. It's like, take it easy. Chill out and do the chill way of things with your life. And learn a skill. Learn a skill set, if you can. Actually, now the weather as is, it's great to go outside and just learn how to meditate and do the exercise, the breathing exercise. Learn jiu-jitsu, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, have a great day. Then I'll be back on Wednesday, Friday. Ciao.